BeCure Laser is now available in the UK. To get your very special offer right now, just call 0808 501 5122.
Hello and thank you so much for joining me on the show today. This is the Diabetes Show on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. My name is Peter Alton of Undefeated and I'm your host for today and the coming weeks. Yes, you are listening to The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you so much for giving up your time so that you can listen to what we have to say about how you can better control your diabetes. Hope you had a fantastic week. Just take a moment, stop, reflect on what you are thankful for in this past week and maybe what you wish had never happened this past week. I'm sure that for many of us, it will have been a bit of a roller coaster, especially in these times with COVID around and lockdown over here in the UK. And there's so many things to really knock us for six off our roller coaster ride, and yet at the same time you can have some real highs as well. For me, some of the highs have been just to be able to continue with my diet, having got my stock in again of the one-to-one products, which actually I am actually enjoying. They're meal replacements, which they are very kindly supplying me for my diet, and they are really compared to some of the ones I've done in the past, and we won't go into those names, I'm finding them very palatable. And I actually look forward to them. But I would be lying if I would say that it's an easy journey. This diet is a challenge. For those of you that don't know, I'm doing the diabetes reversal diet. I'm trying to get my blood sugars back to normal levels. At the moment, they're still hovering around in the pre-diabetic range, and I'm trying to improve those. And I'm probably about halfway through the amount of weight that I need to lose. So I started off at about 93.7. And the latest weigh-in that I had, I was at 86.5. So we are getting down, but it's slowed a little bit. I think I might be allowing myself a little bit too much of the veggies in the evening. So I take the free supplements and then I take the veggies in the evening. And this is a diet which I know to have worked back in 2016 when I did it. But then I suppose you could say I put diabetes in remission then, because as things have weight has increased again slightly, it's gradually the blood sugars have started to be affected again, and that's why I decided, you know what, I want to see if I can manage my diabetes by getting rid of it, by getting my blood sugars back down to normal levels without any medication, and that's what I'm aiming to do. So do listen in. I'm putting it out there on this show so that I can be held accountable by you. If you've got any questions, do get in touch. You can get in touch to us via the Diabetes Show at undefeated.org. And remember, Undefeated is spelt with all E's. That's the name of our non-for-profit organization helping prevent diabetes amputations. So, the Diabetes Show at undefeated.org. Check us out on Facebook as well. Undefeated.org on Facebook, and like the page, please, and just share with us on there. And let me know, please, what you want me to cover on this show. We're always trying to find innovative talks to do, people to interview. And one of the highlights for me is when I get somebody, a patient, a person with diabetes on the show who's able to share their victory story, or even their challenges. My diet, yes, it has been a challenge at times, as I have shared. And, you know, it's not all easy going. And sometimes that is when people share their challenges, sometimes it's an encouragement to others that they're not the only ones going through those challenges. Let's face it. And point in case, this week I actually had another member of my family reach out to me who has got type 2 diabetes, and they have just recently, in the last week, been put on some background insulin, some basal insulin, to try to bring their blood sugar levels down. So I'm now working with them with our U plan, which I have shared in the Health Triangle magazine, and I've shared it on here before. U-Plan is Undefeated's way of trying to intervene and help you keep track of the changes you're making, because I really, really believe strongly that testing and measuring your levels is a great incentive, and also it's really important to know how you are responding to a diet, to certain foods. It's really important to keep track of that and to know or to be able to predict almost how your body is going to respond to certain foods and certain amounts of food that you're going to be eating. We've got a great guest on the show later on. We've got Steve Roost on, who is the CEO and co-founder, along with his wife, of a company called PocDoc, which is an app which works with, well, I'm going to leave you in suspense to let you know what it's about. You will hear him talking about it in detail after the first song, which he chose, which we'll get to shortly. In the meantime, let's just touch on a bit of news. I haven't done much news recently because most of the interviews have been so long that we haven't had time for it. Let's just having a look through some of the things in the news. Actually, it's been mainly COVID-related stuff that's been coming up. Obviously, it's really, really exciting that the vaccine, it looks like it's going to be here as a Christmas present. And hopefully, those of us with diabetes will be getting it fairly early on, because obviously we are at more risk. Please, in the meantime, take care. Don't go wild over Christmas time. Make sure that you are keeping safe. Make sure just for those extra few weeks of being restrained, extra few weeks of keeping your distance, of wearing your mask, of washing your hand. Well, hopefully you're going to continue washing your hands anyway. Keeping your space, washing your hands and covering your face. It's not in that order, is it? But never mind. You know what I'm saying. Please make sure you're doing that right the way through, okay? Because this thing is... it's serious. It's serious for people with diabetes particularly. And it would be so, so terrible when the vaccine is there and your dose is waiting for you and you're going to be getting it in, you know, in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks' time, 3 months' time maybe. Who knows what it's going to be for some people. But the vaccine is there by the sounds of it. It would be so terrible to allow yourself to catch the thing in those last moments before when you're due to get vaccinated. So please do take care of yourselves. Getting back to the news, weight loss nearly halves type 2 diabetes risk. Let's have a quick look on that one. As I'm losing weight at the moment, let's have a quick read of what that headline is actually saying. And this study actually is very close to my heart because it was done in Norfolk. It's called the Norfolk Diabetes Prevention Study. I'm from Norfolk, by the way. I was brought up in Norfolk for most of my childhood. One of my daughters actually lives there in Norwich. And I see that actually this was done partly by Norwich University Hospital and Professor Mike Sampson. He says, "We're delighted with the results of this trial, as until now, no one was very sure if a real-world lifestyle program prevented type 2 diabetes in the pre-diabetes population we studied." There hadn't been any clinical trials really to show that. But what they found out, they were working with 1,000 people, or more than 1,000 people, who had pre-diabetes, and they discovered that just losing 2 to 3 kilograms of weight reduced the risk of type 2 by 40 to 47%. So that is a pretty good statistic. He continues on to say that this is really great news for the 8 million people in the UK with a pre-diabetes diagnosis. The results of the trial show that diabetes prevention is possible in the same pre-diabetes populations being treated in the NHS National Diabetes Prevention Programme. Wow, just imagine if we could get 40, 47, 50% of that people who have got pre-diabetes, of those 8 million, if we could prevent them from developing diabetes, that would be amazing. Just by losing 2 or 3 kilograms. Come on, guys, you can do it. Certainly, that's what I am trying to do, trying to shift some of that weight so that I will not go back into the diabetic range. That item I found on diabetes.co.uk's website. It's a great source for news, by the way, in diabetes news. And the next one also is from there, and it's called Innovative Spinal Cord Treatment Could Relieve Diabetic Neuropathy Pain. Well, you guys know that as a podiatrist, that's something which I am really involved with, trying to help people who have got neuropathy. And neuropathy doesn't always mean loss of sensation. It can, as this suggests, it can mean you're in increased pain. And usually that does end up with losing some sensation as well. But this research has been done by the Arkansas School of Medical Sciences in Fayetteville. And apparently, a low-frequency spinal cord stimulation works by delivering mild electrical pulses to the spinal cord to prevent pain signals from being transmitted to the brain. There's another article as well, which I haven't got time to go into, but it might be of interest to some of you, particularly if you've got type 1 or children with type 1. It might be worth having a quick read of. A dance teacher with type 1 who overcame diabulimia, which is basically a disorder where people are so worried that they are putting on weight because of insulin they're taking that they actually stop taking their insulin. And in doing so, of course, their blood sugars go high, which can become really, really dangerous. Anyway, this dance teacher shares her story of how she overcame it after nearly dying from it. So please, if you've got loved ones with type 1, you know, make sure they are, keep an eye on them, make sure they are taking their insulin and in the correct way. And thank you, Amber, for sharing as well. And please keep safe, keep well. So all of those were on diabetes.co.uk's website, and hopefully you can go there, check them out, and look into more detail if you want to. We're going to move swiftly on now to our first song, and the first song we're going to play today is by Miley Cyrus. It was chosen by our guest today, Steve Roost, who will be on afterwards, and the song that he chose by her is Midnight Sky. I hope you enjoy.
Oh, to run, I don't belong to anyone. Oh no,
I don't need to be loved by you.
Fire in my lungs, can't fight the day.
That was Miley Cyrus and the song Midnight Sky, and it was chosen by our guest today. You're listening to The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio, and our guest today, I'm really excited to be talking to him, actually. It's about a very techie product, which actually is likely to be destined to help this fight with COVID, but not only that, also to help you with your fight with your blood levels, and hopefully with regards to diabetes and sugar levels, but also lipid levels too. So it's a cutting-edge technology company who utilize, well, why am I going into all this detail about what it's about? He will tell you all about what it is. We're going to be welcoming to the show now our special guest, Steve Roost, who is the co-founder and CEO of PocDoc. Okay, so welcome to the Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. Steve Roost, is that how you pronounce
Roost, like what chickens do.
Okey-dokes, great stuff. Okey-dokes, roosting rather than roasting, yeah?
Yeah, exactly, yeah, hopefully.
Okey-dokes. And you're the co-founder and CEO of, well, the app you've got is called PocDoc. And right. I'm just desperately trying to find my bit of notes which says the other name of your company, which is...
So, do you want me to jump in?
Yeah. Yes, please.
So, the overall corporate company is called Vital Sign Solutions.
That's
and
one.
We've developed a digital platform called PocDoc. And PocDoc is a digital platform that's designed to let individuals or healthcare workers or workplaces or anyone to conduct rapid testing that's digitally enabled for a range of different diseases. The idea is to combine low-cost test assays with the PocDoc digital app so that results can be available in real time. It can gather information in real time in addition, integrate with healthcare services immediately to try and take point-of-care testing out of the surgery. So as I'm sure we're all aware, the current process for monitoring certain conditions, whether it's cardiovascular disease or type 2 diabetes, can actually take up a huge amount of time, not just for GPs, but also for the individuals that have to go to GP surgeries once, twice, three times to get the results, be talked about their results. And we think that our all-in-one digitally enabled solution, PocDoc, can actually help save over 20,000 hours of staff costs within the primary care system per year and over £75 million per year of lab test costs. Because currently all of the lab tests have to go off to a lab. Right. Whereas if you can take those and run them through the PocDoc platform using our low-cost point-of-care test assays, then you can save, pull a lot of cost out of the system. That's the main focus. We obviously then, as a result of COVID, like many people, tried to work out how we could help. And we actually adapted the PocDoc digital platform to digitize COVID rapid tests. So the idea with PocDoc was always to have an overarching digital platform that we could plug and integrate our own proprietary tests into, but that is flexible and adaptable enough to digitize any kind of rapid test. And that's what we've been rolling out with COVID-19, and we've actually built up a network of workplace testing capabilities and network of clinics where we can roll out our own COVID rapid tests along with our app and actually provide an end-to-end testing solution. So that's the kind of brief
overview
of what's going on, yeah.
Great. Well, I got the briefing through, and the thing that pricked up my ears, of course, was the diabetes testing side of it and cardiovascular as well. But obviously the COVID thing has sort of come in, and I assume just sort of probably accelerated a lot of things, but also taken up a lot of your time as well regarding, you know, rolling that out as a matter of urgency. I believe the
NHS are sort of quite intrigued as to what you're doing as well at the moment, is that correct?
Yeah, so we've been selected as one of 20 companies to join the Digital Health London Accelerator this year, which is, it's a great honour. It's an incredible programme with absolutely amazing support, and also the other companies that are on it or have been through it, people like Babylon, Push Doctor, you know, some really, really big hitters in the digital healthcare space. So we're very honoured to be on it, and it will run now for the next 12 months. And the idea is that they've identified health tech that, in their words, is set to transform the NHS. And we feel like we feel extremely privileged to be part of that. And we just would like to live up to those aspirations, because we do believe that this combination of proprietary test assays combined with the PocDoc app can actually really help take point of care testing out into the community, out into workplaces, out of the surgeries that are already overburdened, and sort of make a laborious, bad experience for patients into a much, much more enjoyable one, and save costs as well.
Mm. I must say, since the COVID thing, my personal experience of the way that appointments are done now digitally and virtually has been so much easier. Anyway, let's get into a little bit of nitty-gritty about your things.
Please.
It would be wrong for me not to talk a bit about the diabetes side, because it is World Diabetes Day, of course, today. So
we really should
mention that. But I know that the COVID thing is, it's important for people with diabetes, of course.
Because of the comorbidities.
Exactly. I think in USA, 40% of the deaths have been people with diabetes, and over here it's about 30% or something.
I think that, you know, there's different types of diabetes and different types of things. I think that our focus of the whole company is on diseases that can be prevented or improved through lifestyle change. So we approach the issue of point of care testing and making it more democratic and moving it out into the community, out of the surgery, because we felt like if people can have better and easier access to their health data, then they will have a much clearer idea of what they then need to do, and also an ability to keep a positive reinforcement of what their health data is without having to need to go back and get appointments all the time with the GP. So if you look at, I know we can come on to diabetes in a second, but if you look at cardiovascular disease, you know, some people may only have their cholesterol tested once every 5 years, which isn't really enough to create a positive cycle of reinforcement of someone understanding that, okay, I am eating better, I am exercising more, and then in 5 years' time, I'll get my cholesterol tested again. It's not really the same. If you think about how the world of digital health and how we manage our health has evolved, really, it's evolved to provide more consistent feedback, more positive reinforcement. And we take the view that that should be the same with your biological data as well.
Okay. So give us some clarification then. So you've got this app. Is it something where you manually put in your results, or I think I've read somewhere you can literally...
Well, no, exactly. Yeah, it's a good question. So our vision, what we're working on, is a combination of a proprietary test assay, so a small rapid test effectively, that's based off of a finger prick of blood that then will deliver a result via the smartphone app. So the smartphone app contains some very clever algorithms around image detection and image analysis that can correlate minute changes in color in the reactions on the test assay with the actual marker value. So you prick your finger, you put a droplet of blood onto the chip, you wait for 5 to 6 minutes, then there's a series of color changes that take place in the reaction sites. You open the app, you provide certain information that then lets us conduct a full health assessment. You take a photo within the app. Our cloud-based software then analyzes the photo and provides the results immediately. So the first product we're working on will provide a full 5-marker lipid screen within 6 minutes.
Wow.
And because of the flexibility of the the software and the app, it means that we can actually collect a wide range of additional health information that we can feed into the algorithm to provide a greater risk assessment. So at the moment, as a very basic level, you could collect height and weight and you can give a BMI assessment. So that allows you to associate the biological values along with BMI, but you can also ask things like, what medications are you taking? Whether you're a smoker or not. All of this stuff can be built in, and because it's all digital and because it's all smartphone and cloud-based, it can integrate immediately with EMIS and the electronic health record and things like that. So there's no need to wait for a few days for the results to come back. and, you know, from the lab or anything like that. And there's also no need for a GP to have, you know, staff members manually typing in and transposing lab results and things like that. It just is always integrated.
So that's brilliant. So the diabetes one, the cardiovascular one, are they actually available? Are they, is that something
still
I can
still in the cardiovascular one is in development.
Okay.
And they're both in development. Okay. Cardiovascular disease one is likely to come out first. Diabetes one, although it's a single marker, it's HbA1c, which is the, as I'm sure you know, is the biomarker that people use to determine risk of type 2 diabetes. Right. And also with people who have type 2 diabetes, it's used as a sort of a benchmark of where you stand. So it's not blood glucose. We're not looking to move into the market where we make a diabetes blood glucose glycometer, because that's very, very saturated. We're much more focused on trying to help people understand their health situation and provide them with tangible goals and tangible things that they can do to improve it, as opposed to being a tool for diabetics to manage their actual diabetes and their insulin and things like that.
Okay, cool. Let's move on to COVID. I know you're itching to.
Well, no, we've always intended to build PocDoc as a digital platform. And as you said, the COVID piece just accelerated that work for us. But yeah, we can talk about COVID.
So the COVID one, that is up and running, I believe. I think you can, I'm a bit confused as to I looked on the website, and it looks like there's only a very limited number of places you can actually get it. But I think you can order it as well. Is that right? You can do it yourself?
Yeah, so currently the regulations are such that all COVID-19 tests have to be administered by a healthcare professional.
Oh, right.
So we have our own staffing, bank of staff that we use. So for example, we have a number of services. So the first one is that workplaces, we can go in and screen workplaces. We can provide our staff, we can go in and we can test people. And workplaces can mean anything. So we've been working in hospitals, and we've been working in live events, and we've been working in gyms and restaurants and hospitality and a wide range of these things. And we can come and we can test all of the staff, and it's 10 minutes per test. And we provide a full health report afterwards. And each person can get emailed their results as well afterwards. So it's a nice end-to-end solution. It uses the test with our staff with the digital PocDoc app. The other service that we have is that we are setting up a network of clinic locations where you can walk in and have a test.
Okay.
And have those results emailed to you. So we're in the process of actually setting up more across the north and across the south.
Okay.
And then the final piece is that we're actually supplying an ever-increasing number of pharmacies and dentists and other independent clinical locations who will then serve their community using our test and our app. And they will be the ones doing that within their community because they know their community best. So it's those three things. The additional things that we're looking at we're in discussions with government, airports and airlines, and the wider live events industry about how to roll out a digitally enabled rapid testing solution to help get fans back in, get people traveling, reduce quarantine. The reason why I mentioned digitally enabled is that if you don't have a digital system to capture that information and to use it and transmit it and store it and make decisions in real time, then really you're just talking about plastic tests that just aren't really that useful, right? It's all well and good saying you're gonna test, you know, 100,000 people, but where did those results go? How do they get the results? How do those results go up into the national database? How does it get integrated with the passenger manifest of an airline to say those people can travel or they can't travel? So that's why we put together this all end-to-end solution, which is actually being deployed rapidly and widely, and it's going very well. It's quite a busy time, as I'm sure you'd expect.
Good. Well, yeah, good that you're busy. Good that you're busy helping people and the community. So is this testing whether you've got the virus at the moment, or is this testing whether you've had it?
It's a good question. So we are a test agnostic solution. So we have a partnership with a company called Biosure. We're using their triple antibody test, which is, it has an early onset antibody called IgA. IgA starts to be present from about 5 days after infection, and by 8 days after infection, it's sort of fully present. And in that window, if you test positive for IgA, you have an active infection, and so you should isolate. It will tell you if you've had it, And then obviously, if you haven't had it, if it's negative, it means you haven't had it, but that's off of a rolling basis. So up until sort of now, this has been the most useful rapid test to deploy because there haven't been rapid antigen tests available. So we've been rolling this one out widely, and our view has been, well, you know, you do your hands, your face, your space, and then you can test where you can. And you know, we're able to roll this out at £10 a test. So it's not, you know, we're not looking to try and sort of sell these things for £120 like Boots or anything like that. This is designed to genuinely help workplaces keep themselves open, keep people in jobs, and do what we can while we waited for the rapid antigen tests to come online. So we're currently evaluating a number of rapid antigen tests that have been through CE marking, MRHA approval, and Public Health England approval. And so once we decide and evaluate ourselves which one of those we think is the right one to go with, we'll roll that out through our network again of workplaces and of our clinical locations, and also then through our distributed network of clinical providers that use us to then serve their communities. So that's the approach that we're taking, really. Okay. And then the next thing that will happen, the next evolution of this testing, will be that some of the providers of the rapid antigen tests will look to get those approved for self-testing. Right. So that will be the next evolution in this process, which we believe will happen. They will start to try and do it in Q1. The burden, as I'm sure you know, and many of the people listening to your show will know, is the burden of the requirements associated with having a self-test regulated are significantly greater than a test being done by healthcare professionals. There's a lot of additional information and a lot of additional proof points that you need to do. So that's why it might take a bit longer. But when those come out, having a digital solution for that will be absolutely critical, because you're going to need to be able to verify. Well, first of all, if someone's doing a self-test at home in order to test themselves before they get on a plane, well, there's a definition, there's going to have to be a digital solution there to digitize that test result and to transmit it to the people that need it, either the airline or the live event that you're going to and you're doing this before you go. So that's, again, we're already in discussions around that and how our solution could be adapted to that. So yes, that is how we see this evolution of testing, and our solution can work with everything. So we believe that PocDoc is a solutions provider, and we aim to go out there and provide the best rapid testing end-to-end solution as possible. Because what we've, at the beginning of the crisis, what was obvious was that there's huge demand for testing, particularly rapid testing. But, you know, individual companies from, you know, plumbers merchants to movie studios, you know, they're not clinical people. They don't have a clinical staff. They can't evaluate the test. They're not going to be able to hit minimum order quantities with these major manufacturers and things like that. They don't have banks of healthcare staff. You know, they don't have a solution to capture that data and report on that data. So actually being able to go to them and say, no, look, this is the complete solution, has actually been a godsend for quite a few people.
So that's up and running at the moment. So somebody's listening right now and they've got, I don't know, 10, 50, employees, they can contact you guys and they can get those
tests. All they need to do is go to the website, which is mypocdoc.co.uk, and register for a workplace screening, and one of our team will call them back, or arrange a call back, and we will work with them. You know, and again, we've been inundated since we launched this a few weeks ago. And like I said, literally every single type of company across the UK, you know, the companies that are the lifeblood of the UK, and plumbers merchants and butchers and bakers and, you know, just the widest range of businesses that have contacted us, and all of them need help and support, and that's where we see ourselves fitting into this.
Okay. And at the moment, you know, you might have, let's say, your team going into places like pharmacies or whatever and doing the public who can book online for that as well. And I think from looking that costs a little bit more than if you're doing the test.
Yeah, so with the pharmacy locations, the pharmacies themselves or the clinical locations, they control the pricing, obviously, because they have the staff costs and we don't know how much their staff costs and things like that. So that's really their decision. Where we have our own locations that we're setting up, then yes, you know, obviously we're taking space, we have overheads and things like that. So that, and we have staff as well. But the central London location, we are on sale with a triple antibody screening for £30, based on where we see the market, it is certainly way towards the lower end of the price of these things. Again, we're trying to help. Yeah. And I think one point that I'd really like to get across to you and also to the listeners or the viewers is that we are a digital healthcare company. We were a digital healthcare company that was doing extremely valuable work as far as cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes. We were doing that before the crisis happened.
And we've not just sprung up.
Well, yeah, so exactly, because, you know, we're not like the rat catchers that get into flogging PPE. You know, this we're ISO 13485 certified. You know, we have a huge number of, like, we've got 30 years of organic chemistry, microfluidic experience in our management team. So we're embedded in the healthcare scene. You can see from our work with the NHS. So we are a healthcare company. So we really understand the clinical side and also the responsibility that comes with what we're doing, as opposed to, you know, trying to just jump on the bandwagon.
Mm. I've got to ask, is it your wife or sister who's the co-founder?
It's my wife.
Wife. So she's a virologist.
It was my wife's idea. The original idea for the company was my wife. So my wife studied natural sciences at Cambridge, got top first, then did a PhD in immunology and virology.
Wow.
And then, from then she worked in a number of roles in life science innovation.
Right.
And she came up, it was a few years back, and her dad was complaining that he couldn't get an appointment with his GP to have his cholesterol checked. And that was frustrating for him because, you know, he's very health conscious and he's very interested in information, and he couldn't quite square the circle, which was, well, in every single other part of my life, I have access to my information. It's my information. Mm-hmm. I can get it when I need it. But I went to my GP and I asked him to test me, and he said, no, I didn't need to be tested.
Mm.
Right. So sort of like, well, it doesn't matter whether you think I need to be tested.
Yeah.
I would like to be tested.
Yeah.
So then that kind of triggered a thought process in my wife's head around, well, in Kieran's head around, well, why can't you do this on your phone? Why would you not be able to give yourself a blood test on your phone?
Yeah.
And that then led down the path, if you're going to use the phone and you don't want to have an additional reader or a plug-in or a, you know, light or any kind of additional gizmo, then what you need to do is leverage the smartphone camera. If you're leveraging the smartphone camera, then you need to be thinking about image analysis and color change. And, you know, one thing led to another. And then she found some experts and gradually sort of built this into a concept. And then I got involved. My background is in commercial, tech, growth, global scaling. And obviously, I'm hugely health conscious myself. I do long distance triathlons. My father suffered a stroke when he was actually very young. So I was exposed to, you know, cardiovascular related issues at quite a young age. So sort of the trauma that was suffered through the family at that point, you know, really left an impression on me. So it's great for me to be involved in something that's actually trying to make a real difference by trying to help people make changes about their behavior. Obviously, different people and different companies have approached this from different angles. So there's some great companies out there called, they used to be called Our Path. They're now called Second Nature. And they've approached it from the other angle, which is behavior change and weight loss. We've approached it from the other angle, which is where actually we feel like more distributed, easily available, cost-effective testing is the way into the pathway. Right. But again, you know, we're all in the same fight together. I mean, cardiovascular disease is the single biggest killer in the UK. And type 2 diabetes it takes up so much of the budget of the NHS, as well as staff time and things like that. And to a large extent, there is a lot that individuals can do to prevent or at least reduce the risk of those things. And we're in that fight, and we want to be in that fight because we think it's the right fight to have.
Brilliant. Okay, dogs, I've got to dash because my next client has just arrived.
Sure.
It's been fascinating talking to you. And I think, you know, you definitely you're in the right space, and it sounds like a really innovative stuff, which is going to make a huge difference to people's lives, literally, and thousands of lives. So thanks for all you're doing. Just give them the website again so that they can quickly go. It's mypocdoc.
So it's mypocdoc.co.uk.
That's P-O-C-D-O-C.
And there's all the links on there, and you can sign up. And if you are a pharmacy or a clinical location, you can also register to provide screenings with our technology. And we can set you up within 24 hours and you'll be good to go. We provide all the training, all the equipment, everything that you would need. So you can also register there. So if you're a workplace that wants screening, or if you're a clinical location like a pharmacy, you have healthcare professionals that are ready to offer that service, we can facilitate that for you.
Okay. Okay. Great. Thank you so much for your time. Have a fantastic
day. Thank you very much.
And good luck with it all.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was Steve Roost, CEO and co-founder of PocDoc. And if you joined us during that interview, then you may have just heard us talking more about COVID towards the end of it and the testing capabilities that they have for that. But in actual fact, the company, if you listen back again, you'll hear that actually they are into doing HbA1c tests as well, and also lipid testing as well. And those things are coming in the future. So thank you so much, Steve, for your time there. And of course, your second choice of song, which we ran out of time to ask you about, but you were kind enough to forward me the details afterwards. And that is the song, I Wish You Loved You As Much As You Love Him. And the song is by The Streets.
Him to kiss his picture and chuck it in the bin. You've been on the road of excess, what seems like forever. The palace of wisdom, are we nearly there yet? Are you with the flame that you had hoped? Or are you just afraid to be alone? I know he says he'll change, but maybe you should know that people never change, they're just exposed. I wish you loved you as much as you love him. I wish you loved you as much as you love him.
Searching for ourselves and one another. You got all the power you need. Don't place them in no lover. I feel your search for balance and it's comforting. Yeah, common challenge. Can't be alone on cell phone. This lonely life is savage, but we put down that baggage.
I wish you loved you as much as you love him.
I wish you loved you and gave yourself loving. Loving yourself, true wealth, honey. I wish you loved you as much as you loved him. You loved this guy like this to a thin. To live like that's no life. If you walked away from him, then you would win. That's no capping. But maybe you like to be disrespected often. Is you have different options? Is it that you like living life? Or being? Seems you like games, babe. Drama is your safe place.
I wish you loved you as much as you love him. I wish you loved you as much as you love him.
All the same, at the end of the day, it ain't a fair exchange. He always says he'll change, can't you see it's no use? You gotta cut off all these things that are not serving you.
I wish you loved you as much as you love him. I wish you loved you as much as you love
you
him.
You wish you could ignore the way. It feels something in your head says he ain't real. But you shut me down, saying a big deal, cause it's gonna change. But see, it's all the same. At the end of the day, it ain't a fair exchange. He always says he'll change. Can't you see it's no use? You gotta cut off all these things that are not serving you.
That was The Streets, and I Wish You Loved You As Much As You Love Him. And that was chosen by Steve Roost, our guest today from PocDoc. If you've missed it earlier in the show, then please do go back and check it out, because it's a very interesting interview about some technology, which is, I think, probably set to transform the world of COVID, but also of diabetes management as well. So do check it out. So, that song, actually, you either, I guess, love it or hate it, I don't know. But the song, the title of it there, I Wish You Loved You As Much As You Love Him, There is a real hidden meaning behind that, isn't there? Or even not even a hidden, actually, it's a blatant meaning, I suppose, regarding diabetes. And you know, do you really love yourself as much as you love your partner? Because actually, if you love your partner, then you better start loving yourself as well. If you're not looking after yourself, you're not going to be much good to your partner. You know, sometimes people get all hung up with how much they love their loved one. But actually, you have got to love yourself as much as you love them. Not in a selfish way, not in a self-centered way, but I'm talking health-wise, self-esteem-wise, looking after yourself, making sure that you give yourself some time, you give yourself some space, you give yourself some healthy living, as well as doing that for the other person as well. So please take that message home as well as the message from Steve and whatever else we talked about earlier in the show with the news items. Take that message home. Make sure this coming week that as we close out, you make a decision. I'm going to look after myself. I'm going to love myself. Okay? Yeah. Make sure you love your partner, love your person, special person in your life as well. I'm going to challenge you to make two decisions. One is think of something that you would really love to do. And I'm talking about something good and nice. I'm not talking about you'd love to eat a whole box of chocolates. Something that is good for you, but something that you really would enjoy doing. For me, it's going to be I'm going to give myself a little bit of time doing something with my model trains, which I have not done for a while. I'm going to get the soldering iron out and I'm going to start building or continue building one of my models. That's the thing for myself. What am I going to do to really show love to my loved ones? Well, I've got various people in my life, you know, my wife, my kids, my parents, and I'm going to be thinking of some things to do for them. I'm not going to spill the beans over the radio waves right now. But think about it for yourself. What are you going to do for yourself and what are you going to do for your loved one? I'm going to leave you to think about that. Have a fantastic week ahead of yourselves. Keep safe, keep well, and enjoy doing whatever it is that you've chosen to do. Take good care. And that is it for this week's show. You've been listening to Peter Alton with The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. All that remains is for me to say have a fantastic week. Stay safe in the diabetes sweet spot, living the ideal diabetic lifestyle. I look forward to sharing more with you next week. Take good care and God bless.